Yeah.
There you are.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I want to know the status of the tax thing, because I don't want to, that'll determine whether I decide to postpone the Florida thing or not.
Okay, I talked to Clark about the Florida question. He said that there is no problem on the any action in the Congress, and that actually he would prefer you would be gone if you're working on the budget. You know, make the thing out of it. The action in the Congress will all be next week. The action. The tax, the checkoff scenario is all set. And the plan is that the conferees will vigorously debate the checkoff thing this morning. At midday, the House conferees will recede from their opposition to the checkoff and accept it, regardless of the pressures and everything else from business.
Yeah.
By that action, Mills will have fulfilled his obligation to the party,
yeah,
and the deal he's made with O'Brien and so on. The papers, however, will go to the House, not to the Senate, the conference papers.
Yeah.
And there will be a motion. The House, by its rules, has to hold that for 4 days. So there will be a motion in the House next Thursday to reject the conference and re-instruct the conferees. And that will go back to conference Thursday or Friday morning. He reported quickly out, the Senate will roll also, and we will not have the checkoff. And that's the scenario as of now.
Now wait a minute. They think they're going to win the vote in the House?
Yes.
What makes them think they're going to win the vote in the House? I don't know what's changed.
They don't feel I'll have any problems. See, they've never tried to vote in the House.
Yeah, I know, but they haven't had these pressures of the senators yet either. But okay,
they think they'll hold it. Now, the one thing that they're concerned about is that the reports they have, at least, are that Meany is pushing this personally,
yeah,
now by phone calls to key people,
yeah,
which we don't believe because he's in critical condition, apparently, and nobody's seeing him except his wife and one or two key people in the union. They're making the case to him that this is the make or break question on labor support in 72, but it's the gut issue. We're going to get that out, some of the people that were called about it. And Clark is usually unduly optimistic. He's usually the other way. He is totally confident on that.
But they can win the vote in the House.
But in any event, there will be no vote until next Thursday in the House. The conference will fold. In other words, and accept the checkoff thing, so that it'll appear that it's lost at the moment. On the other thing hanging there is the foreign aid conference, and he's concerned about that, and thinks they're not going to get an agreement on it. But they may. The OEO conference report will come out, but will be defeated in the House on Tuesday. They have to figure out the strategy on what they do on that, whether we'll continue resolution, accept it, go, let it die, or whatever. And they still have the problem with Ellinger leaving on the 8th with a block on any continuing resolutions in his absence. But, the whole point is all the action is next week. His other point was that the mood in Congress, he thinks, is shifting. The India cutoff is very popular.
Of course it is.
He was a little surprised with, apparently, but
of course, it is. Rogers and these other people,
yeah,
didn't understand the conference.
Congressional mood is very strongly stay out of the goddamn war.
Right.
Of both sides.
Yeah.
Let them fight.
That's good.
But
they're only accusing their mothers.
Right. I guess I could call Beebe, but you've talked to him about the weather, so you have that report. And,
would it be useful if I took a swipe at that thing today?
At which thing?
The $100 million checkoff.
I don't think they think so, but I'll ask.
I could easily do it. I have a $100 million item.
Oh, okay, that I think he probably would think is okay, but let me check him. As of yesterday, Ford wanted us to hold down the rhetoric on it because they still thought they might be able to kill it in conference. Now they shifted that.
I'm coming to check it off to see what I had in mind. It was possibly just ad lib, but $100 million is a lot of money. But call me back.